Straight Up with Stassi.
Hi, everyone. I'm Stassi Schroeder.
She's the star of Bravo's Vanderpump Rules.
I'm here to talk about pop culture, reality TV, celeb gossip, relationships.
Stassi's new podcast is a hilarious look at the world and everyone in it.
I want to give my opinion on everything.
And she's never one to hold back on any topic.
Because that's what I do best. Judge.
This is Straight Up with Stassi.
Yo!
Really good falsetto.
So.
Mezzo soprano.
Shut up. So, you guys, I really slacked this week and I didn't do an Ask Stassi episode because, well, I'm a little overwhelmed with a lot of shit and I apologize. And instead of doing Ask Stassi, I wanted to do a Southern Charm bachelorette themed podcast. And I have two chicks who are not only two of the funniest people I know, and that's why they're on my podcast, but they're also obsessed with Southern Charm and The Bachelorette, which I feel bad that like Annabelle's not here because like she loves it even, but The Bachelorette even more than like I do.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God. She's like obsessed. So real fast, Rachel, no Brian, Jacqueline Marfuji.
What up, dog? Hey guys.
Yeah. So don't forget, like, don't feel shy. They're sharing a microphone. So don't feel like
it is weird to like, we're like kind of leaning in. Like,
yeah, but you're going to have to get as close as you possibly can, though. Ooh.
If you want
to
hear
like,
us,
make it higher or something, whatever is like most comfortable for you.
Can you hear us?
Talk
can you
real
hear
fast?
Me now? Let's just talk about the show. We're talking about the show. Can
yeah.
we talk about
yeah.
the show?
No. Yeah.
Okay. We like it.
Yeah.
Good.
I like it. I just know that I'm going to get a bunch of tweets from people being like, whenever you talk, I have to turn my volume down. And whenever they talk, I have to turn it up.
Guys, don't tweet her that.
Yeah. Please
Be
don't.
Nice.
See, nice work. Yeah. Nice work.
We'll talk louder. How about that?
So I'm turning 28 in 4 hours.
Whoop, whoop. Happy birthday.
I'm going to Montauk, the edge of the Hamptons.
Yes. You're going to the Hamptons. Just say the Hamptons.
Just say the Hamptons.
I've been so used to saying Montauk that, like, I've forgot that it's the Hamptons.
I haven't said it via text because I don't know how to spell it, so I just say the Hamptons when I text you about it. I'm just like, you're going to the Hamptons.
Oh, my God. I had that same thing because, like, when I texted it, it spelled it wrong because it's, like, my phone's in English, like Britain.
Mm-hmm. Like Britain? Okay.
Yeah. Meaning, like, because I speak English.
Yeah,
but, like,
got it.
It spells it the way that, like, a British person would spell
no,
it.
No, it's wrong.
So, yeah, that's wrong. And so I had to switch that
like
up.
Like Pollock and Pollock.
Don't even start. That's so, I'm so embarrassed.
That was hilarious.
Okay.
We'll find out later.
Yes. 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 Before we start, I'm going to just do something really fast. I like have a Stassi's drawer sitch because there's a lot of bachelorette parties, bridal parties, birthday parties like mine tomorrow, things that are going on. And sometimes I'm like, what the fuck do you buy somebody? So I open my drawer. I look in my Stassi stash and I'm like, what are my options? And I have a new option right now.
Ooh, what is it?
Yeah. Actually, this is something that you would like, Rachel, because you did this for your boyfriend. You know how expensive it is to get like something framed, like professionally
yes.
framed?
Very expensive.
The most expensive. And also, if you want to like, say you take like a really good Instagram photo and it has like a rad, I don't even say rad. I don't know why I even just said that.
Well, you were on Kristen today.
You're bringing it
yeah,
back.
I was. I was on. Kristen says it and it's just not me. A really cool Instagram photo with a great filter on it.
Yeah.
You can't really like take that to a frame store and be like, frame that.
You're
you
right.
know?
You're right.
So FrameBridge, they do that. You literally can go to framebridge.com and actually go, and there's a thing where you can click down on your photos and like your Instagram or all that stuff, and they will frame. There's a billion frames to pick from. And
I literally can't tell you how fucking awesome this is.
I did it with that one, the one that's on right there next to my wall.
That looks amazing.
Do you know how hard I searched when I was getting John that gift to find a way to frame something just easily?
Do you realize I told you that? And then you were like, I don't have... You go, well, it's in person. I have it in person.
Did Which you is, tell me?
Yes, I told
All right.
you.
Well, I was drunk again.
Which is a thing. Even if, say, you don't want to upload something to FrameBridge and you have it just like, say, a photograph in physically, you can mail it in. So there is that option. It just would have taken a while.
Wait, this is the greatest thing ever,
right
though.
I know what everyone's getting for their birthdays from here on out.
Yeah.
FrameBridge.
No, it's amazing. Like, I'm telling you, I've posted this photo before because it's one of my favorite pictures in my apartment. And it's so affordable. I'm telling you, the pricing is so straightforward. You can frame your favorite Instagram picture for $39. A small photo for $59 and you're like a movie poster size for $139. Any frame style. They have all different types of metals, woods, colors, like everything. It's really cool. And if you go to framebridge.com right now, you get 15% off with my promo code Stassi. So that's framebridge, like how you would spell a frame and how you'd spell bridge.com. Promo code Stassi and you get 15% off. And if you want to see the photo that I got framed, just ask me and I'll like tweet it again. You know what?
That's what I want for my birthday. Just frame a photo of me.
You would.
She just wants a and selfie of her.
I was hoping that you were going to say a photo of you with my signature. You know what I mean? Like my autograph.
Well, you know, sure.
Headshot.
No.
You just made it about you. Okay. Framebridge, you're the shit though.
Yeah, I know. All right. Let's go. Let's do some Southern charm.
Let's throw it down.
God, it's so intense.
It's hot in here.
We all just like lost our breath. We were like, let's.
Okay. Because I haven't talked to Jacqueline about her thoughts on Southern charm ever.
Yes.
I want to know who your favorite is.
It's a unit, actually. My favorite is the couple. I love Naomi and Craig.
That is the best answer I've ever heard because I love both of them, too.
Obsessed.
She's model off duty.
Mm-hmm. Like a so French pretty. Model off
She's
duty.
She's so pretty. Yeah.
Like Brigitte Bardot. Like, not like, you know what I mean?
She's not
like,
trying at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's so pretty.
I get why he's like, I need to put a ring on that. I need to step it up.
And I get why she likes him because he's like so, he's like princess.
He's
just
so
want
nice
to marry
her.
You. I just want
to
marry you and like be kind to you and
it's
take care
so
of you. And
cute.
I'm like, when is somebody going to call me princess and say, I just want to marry you?
Like, it's going to happen.
He literally said that. He
Wait,
spoke
no,
to
no,
me.
But I just realized, what was the teaser that didn't air about him saying, do you remember?
It aired. It was so not what you thought. It was just in this
what
last episode.
Wait, I missed this.
I watched
can you
the
tell
episode.
Us, please?
Do you remember
so
the teaser when he's like, I haven't been truthful
yeah,
with you.
Yeah, it seemed like he was going to drop a bomb.
And then Naomi
it was like you
like
and
she
Ranch.
Was
Is that what it was?
She was the best about it.
No, but when it looked like she was about to be like literally shit her pants.
Yeah.
Like she was just
I
like, what
did.
Are you talking
she
about?
She shit her robe, actually.
He was telling her that he quit his job and he wanted to just study for.
Focus on being a lawyer.
Focus on being a lawyer.
Because he wants to be a lawyer for
and
her.
And she's like,
oh,
yeah,
God,
for
yeah, that
her.
That was such a non-event.
And she's like, that's what you were going to say? I almost just fell off the chair. I was like, what were you going to say? I was like, fell off the chair. I almost shit myself. Like, what are you saying? Fell off
that
the chair.
Was it? Oh, God.
They're so good at teasing things.
They're so cute.
They really are so
them.
Cute. I do love
They're
them.
My favorite.
I want to get them on my podcast.
I think they would. That, right?
And I want to be like, okay, top three things you hate about each other. Please name one. Make me feel better about
they
my
like,
life and all of our
be
lives.
Like, how cute you are.
Mm-hmm.
I can't
yeah.
help it.
I can't like get like
I
this,
love
like,
when you wake up and your hair just has like a bend in it right around your eye that kind of like.
She's like.
Then I just brush it off.
I hate it when you surprise me with jewelry in the
they
morning.
They should get Bravo's best couple.
They 100%
should get Bravo's best. Besides
Who's
Katie and Bubs. Besides Bubs and Bubs.
Bubs and Bubs.
Yeah.
Besides
so
Katie
I guess
Schwartz.
Like Bravo's doing this like award situation.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't. I,
are
I
the
just,
nominees out?
Well,
what's happening?
The categories are really strange. Like I don't get what they mean. Like what's like best bro?
Best
define
bro?
What makes
like
them
bromance?
The best.
Well,
no,
also the people nominated are very confusing. Jax, Shep, bros. They seem comparable. Throwing James in there.
Yeah, James Kennedy. And then
I'm
who
like,
else is
I'm like. I don't know.
Someone I've never heard of, maybe?
I was focused on that only. Sorry.
Yeah.
James.
Sorry, other person.
Like, Shep and Jax
no,
definitely
just,
make a lot
yeah,
of
like,
bros.
Yeah, they're just like, oh, yeah, bro-y.
James is
and
the
then James, it's like, oh, you just like brought your like
sorry,
11-year-old.
I have to keep
like,
telling y'all to just kiss and
kiss.
Speak into right, the microphone sorry. Just so that people aren't being like.
Yeah, so bringing guys. James into that is like, you're bringing your 11-year-old brother that like is
your
trying to impress everyone. He's not a bro.
Oh, my God.
Not
I have
that,
a great idea.
What?
I'm going to make you guys both put on headphones and I'm not. And then you'll be able to hear
okay.
that. Yeah. Okay.
Is it? It's
okay. So I made them wear my headphones and I'm not going to wear one because.
So we can know what we sound like.
That's helpful.
I'm a really good friend. Okay. So yeah, those Bravo Awards. I
yeah,
feel
what
like
are they?
Craig. I don't know. I don't have all the deets yet, but I feel like Craig and Naomi should 100% be a cutest couple. Like, who made these categories and the people nominated? Were they on Ambien and/or with wine
and edibles? I
edibles.
Think all
it
of
was
the
like
above.
Everything. I'm like, I don't even know who half these people are right now. What?
No. Who else is up for best couple?
We don't remember. We just don't. Know that Schwartz and Katie should be it.
They're not.
Number two should be Naomi and Craig.
Yeah.
The rest.
Honestly, Katie and Schwartz are our best friends. And I feel like Craig and Naomi, I'm like, I'll vote for them. I'm so like, just like enchanted by their love. I can't help myself.
It's new though. It's new. It's new.
It's new. That's true. Like whenever like my friends come to me and they're like, oh my God, like I can never like imagine. Just
my friends, you mean Kristen? What?
Yeah, Kristen. Kristen's like, I can never imagine like not like, just like. What did she say about Carter? Like, what was it? It was something like...
Oh, it's always
like life without Carter.
I cry every time he goes out of town and like, I can't be alone anymore. And like, I couldn't imagine like not having sex like 7 times a day. And I'm like, that's going to change.
Yeah, it's not going to be like that forever.
That
like, I should talk. I haven't had like, a long-term
soon you're
going
to be wanting him to go on vacay. So maybe you should calm down and appreciate it while you have
it. Shit, I miss John a lot when I go out of town or when he goes out of town. But I'm like,
of course we miss...
I would love to not wash his dishes. Or I would love to... does he have to leave his underwear near the shower?
What's that like?
You know what I mean? It's not roses and sunshine. It is certainly not.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry. Sidetrack.
Sorry, guys.
Southern Charm. Should we just like start with like let's the bomb at the end?
Should we Tarantino it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Totally.
Yeah.
I thought it was way more compelling than it was when I watched it the second time. And I watched it sober the first time. Sober.
Okay. Well, in case somebody doesn't know what we're talking about, Shep was talking to his date, Robin, mm-hmm. who is Landon's actual friend. And
Landon's heart was broken.
Oh, yeah. Because the guy that she like told that she loved, like brought a date. But even though he didn't tell you, he loved you back and you got upset about it.
Yeah, ugh. I know. And then at the end, she goes, it looks like, I don't know, like she looked like she knew she wasn't being filmed. She thought she was not being filmed.
I agree.
And
she forgot she was even on Southern Charm.
Yeah,
she was like, this is like, the governor's ball.
Like, oh, we're just like having fun. And she's like, so do you think Landon's going to admit to, if she, I wish she would have said the word, to, oh, sorry. So do you think Landon's going to admit to having sex?
Sleeping
with Thomas. And then Shep goes, what? And then it goes away.
What? I saw it the first time and I saw, this is not what it was, what was said, but it seemed implied. Do you think Landon's going to tell everyone she slept officially with Thomas? Like, that is how it was implied the first time I watched
it.
Yeah,
because
when I rewatch it, yes.
Like, it does seem
the word admit
implies
you've done it.
And it was so casual. Like,
yes,
everyone
you're right.
knew.
The word is admit.
And she was going to be like, do you think Landon's going to say that she slept with Thomas?
Exactly.
That still would even be like, Why would you even ask that? Because like, if she didn't do it, then why would you ask if she's going to say something that's not true?
And there's so much shit going on these shows that like, why would you bring it up if it wasn't actually the thing?
Yeah,
they know it's a thing.
And everyone seemed to be in, like, if she knows and she just casually threw it out there, that means everyone would.
That means everyone would. Yeah. And they specified she's Landon's friend too.
And Stassi had the best fucking point earlier before we started doing this, because Catherine has like that crazy look in her eye where she knows that she's right. She might, mm-hmm. Catherine might be crazy. She might be on something. She might be drunk.
But she's
you're right.
She was
she
on
knows
it.
That, and I know that
and
feeling
she's going,
just like,
you,
yeah,
you feel
like
a caged animal. Because like, you know you're right. Yeah. Everyone is against you. Everyone's lying to your face. Everyone's covering for somebody.
And
you're like, holy fuck. I literally feel like I'm going insane. That is when I feel the most crazy. When I feel like I know the truth.
She was so vindictive of it.
This is very Stassi 1 and 2 season of Vanderpump.
Yes. I felt crazy because I'm like, I know what happened and no one will believe me.
And the truth will come out. It will.
Always fucking comes out.
And Landon looked like a crazy psycho, like, child in a horror movie that's like possessed.
The fact that she has that calm look on her face, like, oh really? Like being patronizing, like, oh,
Darling, I'm just too good. This is beneath me.
I haven't done anything to you. I haven't done anything.
What would Patricia do? Bye, darling. You don't what?
No.
And who wears purple fur?
Purple fur. Missy Elliott in 2002.
Absolutely.
Mic drop, Jacqueline.
Yeah. What's that good song that Missy Elliott had? If you work it, can you work it?
Ooh, I like that one. Dun, 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 reverse it.
This is painful.
Yeah, sorry, guys.
That, she was probably wearing a purple
hair. Dancing. Get your freak on. One Minute Man.
Nice
all
work.
Those things.
You know a lot.
I know. All the rap.
I kept saying on my last, like, all through the season talking about Southern Charm, mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't want to hate on any of these people because I know what it's like to be on a reality show.
Very true.
I know the stress that you're under and you get confused with, like, who's meaning what they say and like what's Agreed. Going on. So like you never you know how it. Someone's going to react, and that doesn't mean they're a bad person. It's just, it's hard. And so I was giving Landon the benefit of the doubt the whole season, trying to find what I liked. And then I just kept being like, she seems like a liar and she seems so entitled. And now I'm just like, and then you are a bitch.
Watch What Happens Live happened.
Oh yeah,
I mean,
what happened?
Like lips were not sealed.
Unless you think, let's throw this out there, and I don't necessarily believe it. But do you think that it's possible that she was so convinced of something else that she's able to be mean, or like, is it that could they have ganged up on Catherine so much that they convinced, you know, Landon and Whitney and Shep and everyone to. I don't think so.
I don't know.
Because on Watch What Happens Live, they were very clear on the shit that they knew and they thought. And so that
what they kept saying on Watch What Happens Live is like, Catherine failed her drug test. Thomas did not. Blah, 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 blah. And then she broke the cardinal rule. Well, I'm sorry.
It is.
But like, you just don't like, and said she blamed everything on production. You just don't do that.
No, you talk about the fact that your show is real.
Because it is. We're because filming a reality is. Show.
It's
like
all
it's
real.
It is.
You don't
These are real feelings, like, real choices that you have to make. Like it's
not production's fault. It's your fault. You're an asshole.
Yes, exactly. No, you have a choice to make.
Saying.
You are responsible for whatever comes out of your mouth.
But I think with Landon, she's delusional. I don't even think she realized what she did.
Yeah.
But she said it on live TV.
I actually could see that she's like one of those like sociopathic people that like, that's not the right word. What's the person? Oh, pathological liar. Where like
or a narcissist.
Yeah.
Who literally just thinks that they're right all the time. Like, what?
Yeah.
I'm just... possibly.
God, I feel bad again for... Every time I bash her, I feel really guilty. I feel
guilty, too, because you never know if she's going to come back another season. You're really going to like, oh, shit.
No, one People positive are who they are. From this episode. Thank you, Landon and Patricia, for teaching us about the fur flip. Did you see that when she was trying out her coats?
The fur flip.
Oh my god!
How
that
to
was
sit?
My favorite part.
Yeah, how to sit so, with a fur, in a fur coat. So apparently, you never sit on it. Like you don't
you
get in
it
and
out.
Sit on, you flip it out.
Yeah.
So that it's behind you. You never put your bum on the fur.
Jacqueline, this is why I love you. That you notice that kind of thing. Your brain focuses. Like I'm focusing it on like bad things and evil that's happening with people and like her emotions were not right. And you were like. The fur flip was great this episode. Mm-hmm. This was fantastic.
Because I foresee all of us one day will need to do a fur flip, right?
I hope to now.
Yeah.
Tonight?
Should we do a fur flip? California. I'm never going to be able to do a fur flip.
Oh, girl,
flip.
You can rock a fur
we travel.
In L.A. Come
we
on.
Travel. What the fuck? It's hot all the time.
I don't care. You'll suffer.
No way. I'm not a fan of sweating. It's not my fave.
Oh, I love it.
I don't want to be a dick to Landon, though.
I don't want to either. That's why I feel I like
because
battle
you never
with
know. Because you never know. Because you know being on a reality show, you never know.
I know how hard it is. And so, like, she might just be having a really hard year and she's not understanding.
Well, no, she looks like she's on the verge of, like, a mental breakdown.
That's what
and
I
that's
think
why
too.
I feel bad for her. I feel like she can't trust anyone. I feel like she's kind of. Lost all
Catherine
respect.
Now can't trust anyone.
Catherine, by the way, I don't know if anyone feels this way, but I feel like if Adele lost any more weight, it would be
My
Catherine.
My mom says the same thing.
No, she
has an Adele
can't
face.
Even, like, watch her. Like, it's like the same person only half.
No, she has
it's
like the
so
most
funny.
Well, I think Adele is one of the prettiest faces ever.
I
and I think
see.
That Catherine... also, my mom said the same thing. My mom said that she
I
has an Adele face.
It. No, she does. What?
You're not going to believe this just now. Did you hear my phone ring?
Yeah.
I hope listeners heard my phone beep. Someone just tweeted me a tweet that says, Southern Charm Landon says friend lied about her for 15 minutes of fame. So, okay, wait. So
wow.
Landon Ooh. Is tweeting
All right, so
with Chrissy okay. Teigen. No, I don't believe this.
No, I know.
Of course you're going to say that.
No, my point
now
is.
Now I don't like her even more.
Like my point is now we're like giving her too much
the
credit.
The girl obviously yeah. knew that she wasn't being filmed. She wasn't like being like going on camera trying to confront
no,
people.
She was it casually. Was, it was a slip.
It yeah. was a slip. You could tell it was a it slip. Was
like you also Janet don't Jackson know as much when you're just like first filming.
Okay. So I guess Chrissy Teigen wrote, I will go on a hunger strike if no one tells me the truth about Landon and T-Rab. Thank you, Chrissy Teigen. I feel the same way. Then Landon writes back, come on. You can't for 1 second believe that's true. Coming to LA soon. Why don't you set me up? Ha ha. Kiss
Ew.
Face.
Very desperate.
Yeah.
Okay.
What? Then some other girl wrote.
Numero one.
Your own
bad.
Friend called you out. And then Landon goes, sadly, yes. I guess she too has stars in her eyes. The truth will set you free. Hashtag reunion. I think
I'm surprised she left out hashtag
suck.
Blessed.
Seriously.
She forgot something in that tweet.
I think the reunion is going to suck because the fact that she's saying hashtag reunion, like, you'll learn the truth in reunion, means that they're all going to cover for her again in the reunion.
Can we all just be honest, people?
They just filmed it, though.
That's the worst.
They just filmed the reunion. Are they all going to cover for everything that just happened? They just filmed it.
I have a feeling. I feel like I'm like seeing this. And why is it that all of the sudden, every single fucking person has been against Catherine? All of a sudden, T-Rav sometimes goes and like hooks up with her and is like, I'm so proud of how.
That's just fucking crazy.
How great of a mother you've
been. Actually been like arrested and like put in jail for the shit that he does. But they're like, well, this 22-year-old girl can't get her shit together. She has two kids. Yeah, no shit that she'd be like stressed out and like fucking weird and like nervous and upset. She's 22 years old and she has two kids.
She doesn't know what she's doing.
She reminds me of like a cross between me and Kristen.
She's like your baby.
Kind of.
It's like Kristen looks a little more crazy when she's like, I know the truth. Yeah.
I feel like you I could easily be that.
But I feel that way. Like I felt that way where I'm on the outside and I'm like, but I know things and then I can't say it and no one will say things. And it's like,
I mean, I feel like you've said it like that
in the way that she has. Really?
I guess not so. With that crazy look in your eye. Maybe.
In my eye. Someone let me teach me how to look. Get that look in my eye.
No. I feel like that's...
Wait, are you saying Catherine had that crazy look in her eye?
Yes.
Landon awesome. Had a better...
No, like, no. But Catherine creepy. Was like that kind of like grit your teeth. Yeah. Kind of like... I was once really mean to Kristen in Connecticut and I called her a bad name.
I've seen that look from you once
but
or twice.
But like grit your teeth just like fucking like your...
Knives through the eye.
Just
shooting.
That kind of look.
That's exactly what
that is.
That kind
of look is like where you're just like, you know you're being wrong.
You know what you
and
did.
And Landon's looking at her just like trying to
and
be
And you
like,
want to slap that person
it's like
the face.
It's a condescending look. Like
She's holding the all the secrets. Mm-hmm. That's why her hair was so big. All
it's
the secrets were in her fucking hair. Her ugly prom queen curled. Like the girl doing her makeup also. Like what was that? Like don't do that.
That's worse than like the Macy's kind of
wait, I actually do thought so too.
No, I was so
I was
over
just
it.
Like, no, I'm not a fan of the purple fur, but I'm like Landon looks really pretty.
She's thin because like all of them are thin and like kind of like lanky and like cute. She's and I thought that when they put some makeup on her, she was
they
very
all
pretty.
Do. What the fuck is that?
I thought the South was people that ate like fried food.
Yeah, I'm in New Orleans and all we do is eat fried food.
I mean, I always gain 10 pounds when I go to New Orleans.
Is this a different type of South in Charleston? I think they're not allowed. They have to like purge.
Jennifer Snowden, is that her name? She had a back like a fucking swimmer. Like she was so fit and like cute in that white dress.
I think it's just, I don't know.
No, I'm saying, like, how are these girls so fit and cute? Like,
it's so hot there.
She wore a backless white dress with a white strip on it and did not have 1 ounce of back fat going over it. The strap would have been hidden between my, like, back fat rolls. Like, there would have been no strap.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
How are they so thin?
I really don't know.
Guys,
and I'm hoping.
Will you tell us?
I'm hoping to have some of them on my podcast. And
please
I'm going to
the podcast
them.
Would be nice.
Yes.
I'm going to ask them, like, any girl that comes on my podcast, I'm going to be like, spill the fucking beans.
No, because I
because we live
them
in
so much.
Los Angeles, where we're supposed to be the skinniest.
We're not.
I don't look,
you don't
like,
look
that.
Like that.
No.
What?
And a lot of them have kids. But, like, in LA, everyone's like, Soul Cycle, yoga, hot room, whatever. Like, they don't even talk about it. They don't talk about it. Like, they're just hot.
Literally, I would say, like,
you're right.
Two out of, I would say 25% of the scenes that Cameron films, she's eating fried food and she weighs 90
grilled
pounds.
Grilled cheese and Cheetos.
Okay, first of all,
she
Cameron
90
has
pounds.
Been hot since the Real World.
Agreed.
She is naturally that Ooh. Tiny.
Okay, yeah, eventually, I didn't see her on Real World, so I don't know.
I was obsessed with her. She was like, she was a knockout.
No, she was really pretty.
She's still a knockout.
She's still a knockout.
I need to look up what she
looks
like.
No, look at her on the Real
same.
World.
She
I mean,
looks
every guy
exactly
was obsessed
the same.
With her. Like, I get it. But
in
she's
a good
kind
way.
Of boring me this season. Cameron, I want more from you.
Because it looks like, okay, I completely agree
what
with
is
you.
She
because
doing?
Cameron was my fave, actually, for the first two seasons. And now,
it's.
I feel like I always thought of her as, like, the person who, like, spoke the truth.
She
and she gave people other chances, though. But she gave people chances, whereas I used to not do that.
Yeah, that's true.
Now I do.
I appreciate that you do that.
I do. Thanks. It's more fun. It's new year, new you.
New year, new me.
I really feel like Cameron, though, was kind of over it. Like, that's the vibe I'm getting. Like, she's engaged. She's happy.
Married.
Like,
she's married.
Oh, married. Sorry.
I feel like, no, she looks like
same
a
difference.
Happy person. I just feel like she's.
She's kind of boring
me. She's like
me,
siding with something
she
that
she does look like she's looking down on people.
Yeah.
She's looking down on people and being. But it's like someone. I think that Whitney got to her. Now that I know that Whitney's an executive producer, now that thank you, Khaleesi's, for telling me this. Like, well, I did not, obviously I'm not a good detective, as good of a detective as I thought I was. Whitney's a producer, and he was like on this like thing for everybody to just like really like banish Catherine. And
but she doesn't seem like the desperate type that would make that choice for that reason. If she is, then I'm very disappointed.
Obviously, I don't know. Obviously, I don't know because I've never met any of these people, so I don't know how they would be if
Cameron
they
doesn't
met
seem desperate.
Us.
She seems more like a boss. Like
I do agree with that. I don't think she seems desperate either. But I just
but
feel
she
like
made the choice.
All of her reasonings for things is just like, oh well, Catherine's crazy. Well, you're on a reality show and like you're in the same group, so you got to have to deal with it.
Maybe
you know what I mean?
Maybe like, though maybe though she's just older and like married. I don't mean that in a bad way. But maybe she's just over it. Maybe she's just like ugh.
That's
like just
the vibe
stop
I'm
like fighting
her.
And like you know. Do you mind just be over it?
She's
maybe someone did something really bad to her that's so bad that you can't talk about.
Maybe it'll
that's
happen in
wants,
the reunion.
That's what we're hoping for.
I don't know. Sometimes that happens. I'm telling you. Sometimes there are things that people say or do that are so bad that influence the way that you're feeling, and it's so bad that you don't want to talk about it out loud because you don't.
How often does this happen on Vanderpump?
I don't know. A lot.
Dish the secrets.
It influences the way you feel about people, and then sometimes people are like, why does this person hate this person
no,
so
you're
much?
You're right. You're right.
Like,
you can't talk
because
about
it. I can't go there because I don't want to bring more attention to it because I don't want anybody, like, no.
And it always backfires when you think you're, like, not, like, paying attention to it because you are just, like, so upset about it. You can never hide how you really feel.
Yeah.
That's true.
So maybe
you
Cameron's
can never hide
still
how you really feel.
As awesome as I think.
Yeah.
And somebody did something bad to her, and
she's just staying chill.
That is the best
she's
point.
She's got steady hand syndrome.
You're right.
Where she's like, I'm just going to play this.
Yeah.
I'm going to see what happens.
I have to believe in the faith of Cameron.
I think you might be right on that.
I think so.
Yeah. You know how you can find out more Southern Charm shit?
How?
Because I have an app for you where you can look up anything pop culture, anything music, TV show, magazine related, anything that would be in a magazine. You can look up any single magazine and even back orders of it, back issues, not back orders, sorry, back issues. If you go to texture.com/Stassi. So let me describe what Texture is. It's an app where, so instead of like going to the grocery and spending like $4 on a magazine every time. So do
weekly.
It takes me like 15 minutes and then I throw them away and it's like, well, this money that I'm wasting.
I'm never going to vision board it.
Exactly. Who vision boards anymore? It's all Pinterest.
Sitting in my apartment.
Yeah, like, 100%.
Yeah, it's happening.
So instead of that, Texture is an app to where every single magazine is on it and you just pay a monthly price. So it's a subscription and you can look at any magazine that's present and past. So say like you wanted to look at something like months and months and months ago, you can go back and look at that issue of Vogue or something like that. And even better, say you just want to look up like articles on a specific person. So say you just want to look up articles on Southern Charm. You can search Southern Charm and then it's like quickly goes through everything in every single magazine.
That's amazing.
And you can just like look at that. I know.
It declutters.
That's really cool.
Life.
I don't know why like more people don't know about this.
What is it called again? I need this in my life right now.
It's texture.com and you go, well, texture.com/Stassi because you get a free trial right now when you use, well, it's not my code. It's like the actual like HTTP, whatever it's called. What's that called again?
Handle? Backslash fuck.
The website? I don't know. Whatever. Google. But yeah, texture.com/Stassi and you get to try faux free.
It sounds like the Daily Mail, but like catered to you. Like,
yeah.
It's like whatever you want.
No, it's the best.
Good call.
I like that.
It's the best.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it. She's never one to hold back on any topic. This is Straight Up with Stassi.
So, okay. What else about Southern Charm? Because I feel like I have more thoughts on it, but I'm just like trying to remember.
Well, I'm so confused. Was it the governor's ball? Like, what kind of ball was it?
Well,
was this
guy Cooper
weird?
That's on
I don't
the
know,
show.
I just loved the way they filmed everybody walking up.
Yeah.
I felt like I was watching like Titanic.
Yeah.
They all look like
he set it up, but
Titanic.
I think it's actually very cute that they have a reason to like all dress up and go to something.
No shit. I want
to
go to a ball.
Move to LA and set this up for us.
Like the Governor's Ball in New York is actually a concert that like Fetty Wap and Jay-Z perform on.
Who
did you know that?
That was Fetty Wap.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that a new workout?
Yeah, Fetty Wap. Try it out. It's on ClassPass.
Wow.
one eye.
So it's not a workout.
Is it a
joke
shot?
Then. Yeah, no, oh, we don't have any place where we get to dress up like ever.
We don't have balls.
We don't even get to wear like cocktail dresses anymore.
It sucks.
Where do you go? Like, everybody's
talking about that.
I feel like everybody's casual everywhere. Like, if you go to a movie premiere, you can still get away with wearing skinny jeans and a blouse.
Yeah, maybe a leather jacket.
Yeah,
that's it.
No one cares anymore.
We're in workout clothes and like t-shirts all the time. That's
pretty much.
I saw you crossing the street, Jacqueline, the other day. I was gonna honk at you, and then I didn't want to scare you because it was like the day that it was like really hot.
Ooh. Oh yeah, you didn't want to.
I
like,
went hiking on that day, and
that's disgusting.
It was awful.
I was like, I probably watched you walking back or something.
Jacqueline literally goes hiking after she does a workout class.
I do.
That's how slow my metabolism is. I have literally went to work out with her, and then I think I'm dropping her off back at home because she lives a block from you and I, and she's like, "Can you just like pull up to Crunch so I can go for a little longer."
I was like, you want to go to Crunch after this? You want to do cardio
Do you know how proud I would feel if I went on a mile walk?
Yeah. Oh my God.
I would feel so accomplished.
You have such good genes. You're so hot. I don't know how you don't work out. It's not fair. I hate you.
I mean, I used to look way better, but like, it's just slowly like,
no, it's because I don't take antidepressants. So I need endorphins somehow, some way.
Oh my God.
I don't
think it's just like take Prozac or something.
I know. No, Prozac. I would like fall off stages if I drank. Like I literally
I used to black out and do really weird things when I drank. And Patrick, it was when we lived together. He always used to have to call my mom every weekend to come down from like Arrowhead. Because I was just like drunk and not knowing what I was saying.
You can't
and it was
do
like
that.
Super unreasonable.
That was when I first moved to LA. It was like I was having the Britney meltdown when the Britney meltdown was happening. It was so scary.
Oh my God, you
that
must
was
have
last Tuesday
like so
for
insane.
Me.
Right, with my spirit animal.
That's really sweet.
Tuesday.
Prozacking and blacking out.
Whatever happens, happens.
You know, it happens.
Whatever.
Maybe that's what's happening to Catherine and everyone. She's just taking too much Prozac.
Well, no, she also is like, the hormones after just having babies and also having all these people
she looks
bully
amazing,
you.
By the way, two
no
kids.
No shit,
out of that
beautiful.
Pod.
What
kidding
the heck?
Me?
I don't God. Understand. I really okay. don't understand.
Not fair.
Okay, is there any more thoughts about this?
I mean,
it was.
Do we think that Landon and Thomas slept together?
Absolutely.
Yes.
She's not looking for any sort of 15 minutes of fame. This girl didn't be like, I want to do a scene. Yeah. I know how to get that. I know when someone wants their 15 minutes of fame. They set up a scene and they fucking orchestrate that, sit down. They know that their face is on camera. This was
girl,
very.
No, there would also have been a better last scene for the last episode of a TV show if that wasn't real. They wouldn't have wasted it on something that wasn't real.
Exactly.
They would have focused on something else.
Yeah. Of course, they know. I'm
so
just
they
really
together. What's going to happen at the reunion?
I'm really just. I
don't
feel like,
know.
I feel like Catherine must not get vindicated. I feel like they must all be like, no, never happened. That girl just like said that, and they all just like
that
throw
would make
her under
me
want to
pull my hair out if
insane.
I were her.
That sucks.
That
would
is
really,
again
it would
through
really
your
suck,
teeth anger.
I just feel like why would she hashtag reunion then?
I don't know.
Why would Landon do that if she know if she got called out? I would if I got called out and was like caught, I wouldn't hashtag reunion. I'd be like hashtag don't watch the reunion.
Or maybe she's like pre, I don't know, like trying to like have her case.
I think it's
that's
going to
suck.
I know. Well, I can't wait to watch it.
No, not the reunion, but it's going to suck if like there's no vindication. Well, that's how they get another season, I guess.
It doesn't seem like it.
I feel like really involved. It makes me feel like a creep. But I'm okay with it now.
I feel like I want to be at the reunion.
I want to. I wish. But they did. They're
they
having two.
Did. Oh, they did.
Two episode reunion.
Filmed them.
God. Damn it. I have a question though. Why didn't they put any eyeliner on Catherine? And why did they dress her like she was going to like a Victorian prom? Like I'm very confused about that.
At the reunion?
Yeah. It is the South.
Did you? Oh, that's true.
I didn't get a good look.
That was her Southern Belle moment.
Listen, Catherine's one of the most beautiful people I've
she
ever seen.
Need it.
I don't think
she besides
has the best
me.
Style. I think it's. I think, but I appreciate how she wears like outlandish things. It's like she's trying.
I appreciate.
And she's
the
doing
gloves,
her shit.
The gold fingerless.
See, I would like the gold fingerless gloves if she didn't have a giant necklace on with a cape.
Too much. What my mom always told me was right before you walk
really
out the
pretty.
Door, take one piece of jewelry off. Mm-hmm. And like I did that last night when I was going on a date. Like I always take one thing off. And mm-hmm. I think that's what Catherine should take away from this podcast because she obviously listens to it, right?
Totally. Yeah. Shout out to Catherine.
Like just take one thing off.
Before. I legit think she's like so pretty.
She's one of the
she's
prettiest
stunning.
People ever. Yes.
She doesn't need all that.
I know she doesn't. If
no
she just like embraced the whole like natural thing and kept it simple,
yeah.
she would just be like, I feel like really intimidating.
Exactly.
Like, she's also really tall. Mm-hmm. I looked it up once. Creepy. Sorry, Catherine. You're like, what, 5'10"? Yeah, I looked it up. sorry. So, yeah, you're that pretty and a redhead that's pretty. And you have big, beautiful eyes. And you're 5'10"? You don't need all that shit. You're going to put, you know, like, ornaments on your body?
I'm deciding that I don't like her anymore. She can go fuck herself. I didn't realize she was 5'10". So, she has 5'10" all of that?
And all that. She's all that in a bag of
selfish chips. Brat. You know what? She had... God gave her that much shit, then she deserves to have a little bit of hate, right? Yeah. I'm kidding.
But and an old family name.
Yeah.
She's old money and that?
She gets an old family name. That's not fair.
But, like, what's going to happen to
Thomas?
I just
have, like, an old drunk name. O'Brien.
I don't know. Who cares? Don't you think it's kind of weird that, like, a really old dude is, like, hanging out with a bunch of young kids? Creepy. Is that really their group of friends?
I think that's what happens all the time everywhere.
In the South or just here?
Maybe. Well, I'm just thinking here.
Well, here.
Does it happen in the South too?
I don't really actually have any 60-year-old friends.
I don't know anyone.
Actually,
what's more weird is what's his butt, Dentry, whatever, with the bourbon. That's weird to me because he's got a wife and whatever.
Dislike him more than I dislike D-Rav.
I agree. That's what I'm saying. That's weirder to me. Why are you around?
Like, what do you? Yeah, like, go pay attention to your. Like, what?
It is
actually kind of confusing.
Sir, raise your family.
It's a very weird group of friends, right?
Yes. And why is Landon friends with Naomi? Like, I want Naomi to get the fuck away from her.
Oh my god, like, I saw that on Instagram because I'm a stalker too, and yeah. I got really
and then I followed all of them.
I was like,
again,
not Landon,
like,
but I followed
talking
Naomi.
About Landon, but I'm like, what is happening there? Is there something, you know, that we don't know, Naomi? Like, what are you seeing in
Naomi?
Landon?
You're the only one we trust.
Yeah, we love you.
Please don't screw us over because we want to know what's
happening.
I feel like Landon's going to, like, take their house, and, like, Craig and, like, Naomi are going to be, like, homeless and, like, unhappy all of a sudden. Like, don't do that.
I follow you on Instagram.
Yeah.
I like your photos.
Okay, now, like, seriously, these people have to think I'm fucking crazy, that we're crazy. Like, if somebody, I'm trying to think if, like, the tables were turned and one of them had a podcast and all of their friends were talking about us, the way that we're talking, I'd be like, you're fucking crazy.
Yeah. We sound fucking crazy.
Should we do, like, the cast of Vanderpump?
It's
like
a compliment.
Who they would be on Southern Charm.
Wait, yes, like, I've tried to, like, think
equals.
About that.
Yeah.
Okay, I know T-Rav and I know Shep in my top choices. T-Rav, Jax.
Okay.
T-Rav, okay.
Shep, who?
You would think Shep because they're
Schwartz,
ladies' men.
Schwartz.
Yeah. The way that Shep handles every situation.
Yeah, like, I don't want to have confrontation.
Like, drama, take
yeah.
the
yeah,
high
yeah,
road.
Yeah, you're right, you're right, you're right.
Schwartz. Catherine. Yeah.
Kristen.
I think would be Kristen. Yeah. I wish.
And I like it.
Yeah, I kind of, like,
you
wanted
to take
be Catherine,
it?
But I just feel like I'll give it to Kristen.
I feel like you're Cameron.
I feel like I am, too.
You're Cameron.
You know what? I was really bad in season 3 as well, so maybe it's just, like.
It's just a thing.
People didn't like me in season 3.
Landon, Ariana?
Landon, Ariana. I was
where you can't
that.
Read it?
Yeah.
And
yeah. You can't read it.
Like,
you're
what's
like,
really
going
on?
Are you being nice
on?
Or mean?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Nice or mean? I don't,
lying?
Yeah, I don't get
are
you.
Are you hiding things?
Yep.
Yeah. Creep me out a little
Katie,
bit.
Katie, Danny, because Danny's, like,
of sound mind.
Like, sweet and, like, sound mind. Yep.
Yeah.
Katie, ooh, Danny.
She would be Danny.
You're right.
Really
Patricia.
Craig?
Patricia.
Well, Patricia's obviously Lisa. What kind of were you actually thinking?
Craig, I'm sorry, but I'm going to give you Sandoval only because you
No,
because of the modeling thing and, like, the wearing the clothes and those.
Because they only share metrosexual things.
Yes, yeah. But what else am I going to give him?
No, I don't. He does not get
I mean, it's not an insult.
Does not get Craig.
It's not an insult.
I don't think we have a Craig.
And we don't have one. Yeah, fair enough.
I'm trying to think
Carter?
Of
Carter?
I haven't seen enough.
He's not metro enough.
You're right.
Craig is, like, literally, how I feel about Craig is, like, he finally was like, I just want to do what's right, and I want to just talk about what's,
you're
like,
right.
actually
yep.
true.
You're
and,
right,
like,
you're right, you're right.
I know people are going to get mad at me, but I'm going to try really hard in what I believe in.
Yeah.
And if they get mad, well, it's like, fuck, you know. And then he's like, I've been trying, Catherine, but, like, I'm going to have to give up at some point because I don't know what else to do. But,
Shay?
Like,
is he Shay? now?
Maybe, but Shay's not as Shay's
articulate.
Not even that. He's
no,
not
he
like involved.
He doesn't
enough.
Care enough. Okay.
He's
he
doesn't
almost,
care.
He's
enough,
almost
yeah.
too good for it in a good way.
That's great.
Yeah, I don't think we have a Craig. And Naomi is. We don't have one.
Rachel.
No. I knew you were going to say that. I was going to let you say that. Yeah, I was going to let you say
maybe
that.
Maybe Jenna with a good back.
yeah. Wait, you got to have Sheena. Sheena has to have one.
Oh.
I don't think they have a Sheena.
Yeah, they don't. Okay, well, there's the numbers don't add up anyways because it's like old people, young people. It's like,
Yeah, I don't think they have somebody to me that reminds me of Sheena. Like,
at all. I don't know.
Yeah, no. I don't. I can't. I can't.
That's a compliment to you, Sheena.
Yeah,
exactly.
You and Craig are one of a kind.
Yeah,
one of a kind.
All right. Sure. You know what? I'm done with this Southern Charm shit because I've talked it out. We're gonna talk about it some more when we see the reunion. But before we go to the Bachelorette, sorry. I know it was only supposed to be 30 minutes. I told you guys only 30 minutes with, like, tough shit.
We're missing your birthday party right now.
Well, you know. But you know what I'm not going to be doing at my birthday?
What?
Drinking and fucking driving.
No. Speaking
never.
Because I'm going to. Oh, can you pour me a glass of. Do I want Di Serrano or do I want wine?
What is the white wine that you got?
Sauvignon Blanc.
Up to you, kiddo.
I'm doing red.
Yeah, I guess I should just do. I'm going to do white wine. Can you pour me a white wine? Okay. I'll be using Lyft, and I have a gift, didn't mean for that to rhyme, woo! For all of you guys. I'm going to offer you 3 free rides. That's up to $30 savings. So, like, I am saving you from drinking and driving 3 fucking times. Is there a better podcaster out there who's trying to save people's lives?
Lyft is the shit.
The shit.
Use it every night. Not kidding.
I want to explain to you why you should use Lyft instead of, like, any other car service. Every single time I've ever gotten a Lyft, everybody is so nice. Everyone is so friendly.
They like their job a lot more.
They
than
do.
Any other.
Yeah, they like
their
doing job. It.
They like
they're
doing
happy.
It.
Mm-hmm. So you don't feel like there's this, like, weird negative energy. And
it feels safer when they like it and they want to talk. They're not just being, like, fucking creepy.
Of course. Yeah, you never feel like you're going to be raped. So there's that. and also the surges, not even comparable to anything else. I know every place has to surge a little bit, but it's not comparable to any other car service. It's just an overall better experience when you use Lyft. And in order to get my 3 free rides, you have to go to Lyft, that's LYFT.com/Stassi, and also use my code Stassi in the payment section. So it might be like a double thing that's going on. You know what I mean? Or you can download the Lyft app. Oh, so go to Lyft.com/Stassi or download the Lyft app and enter my code Stassi in the payment section. Takes 2 seconds to just, like, put in your address and save it so that you can just press, I need a car. It comes to you. That's it. I don't want anybody to die, especially from drinking and driving. That's the worst ever.
It is for real, like, the best thing that ever happened to, like, cities that have it. I wish Lyft could be
lives.
I mean that. I really mean
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. 100%. So... do it.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it. Talking pop culture, reality TV, celebrity gossip, relationships, and more. This is Straight Up with Stassi.
Okay, Bachelorette. I'm just going to say this. I didn't even finish it. Because I've gotten so bored of this group of men. I did not even finish it. I don't even know.
Do you hate that you hated Chad because now that he's gone, it's boring?
Yes.
Do you want to hear something? Chad's coming back on Bachelor in Paradise.
You also want to know what I heard? He only lasts like a week.
What?
Yeah.
I mean, I get it.
I mean, I gathered that from what the producer tweeted out. Being
so that's a real deal thing. He really acts like that. That wasn't a fake.
I think he acts like. I mean, I think there's. An element of him who is that. I mean,
if we had a bodyguard at your house, can we have him on the podcast?
Oh, I already told my bosses. I'm like, can you, like, reach out to, like, these two? I want to reach out to some Southern Charm people, and I want to reach out to some Bachelorette people. Can you guys please do it? Because I don't want to look like a stalker. Like, we need to be profesh.
I feel like the guys have absolutely nothing to talk about now that Chad's gone.
That's why they all started turning on each other.
Exactly.
It was like, I was so embarrassed for them because, like, literally Evan... Wait, can I just say this? I have to
Evan's
just say
a
this.
Professor?
Do you know what happened to That's Annabelle?
What he looks like to me.
Did you hear what happened to Annabelle? So Annabelle was on my podcast, I think last week, and we, like, really got into Southern Charm and Bachelorette, okay? And she's so passionate about how she loathes Evan and one of the other ones who I can't remember. He was the one that won over Chad and the group, the 2-on-1. I can't remember his name.
He was in the military.
Oh,
Evan's
the
like
military.
Like
brown hair
Evan's
and
the
light
like,
eyes.
Yeah, Evan's cool. The like skinny professory looking dude,
every
right?
Single one.
Every single one.
Evan is the gynecologist or something.
The dude who, yeah, the male gynecologist, basically.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So Annabelle had so many things to say about them. And, you know, Annabelle responds to, like, all of the tweets. And she's just really funny and just, like, goes with it. Like, I almost, like told Annabelle, I was like, I might have to mute you because my phone dings. Like, my phone always dings when somebody I follow, tweets me.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I think I'm getting all of these texts and it's always just Annabelle responding to shit. So I'm like, let me just teach her, like, you're going to have to start taking my name out of the tweets that you're sending because people are starting to get mad at you because I guess Evan and like that dude, somebody, hold on for a second.
Yeah.
Alex is the one that got shut off. So yeah. Annabelle kept tweeting about how she hates Alex and Evan. Then Alex tweets her saying, just, and I'm included in this tweet, just stop, period. You are grossing me and at Wells Adams out with your crazy. First of all, why did you have to include Wells? Like, you couldn't just, like, put the tweet out there on your own and be like, you're driving me crazy. Like, you're annoying me with your crazy. You had to be like, I swear he's getting really annoyed by it, too. Like, do you know what I mean?
Well, you're also included, so.
Yeah.
No, but he went.
I know. He went out of his way
to.
Yeah, yeah. You're already, like, tagged in it. He went out of his way to be like, no, this guy has my back.
Yeah.
At Wells, tell me what you think. Period.
Yes. Go. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Like, what? Like, Alex.
Annabelle bullied us. Wells, have my back.
I have nothing to say.
If you want to be on Bachelor Nation, you're going to have to deal with these kind of tweets, dude. Exactly. Like, really?
You signed up for
like,
it, bro.
This is what, like, when did all of the dudes on The Bachelorette become, like, such women?
They're basic bitches now.
They are the new basic
the bachelor,
bitch.
The Bachelors on The Bachelorette.
You know what they are? I started calling, instead of saying basic, I started saying that's so general.
Ooh,
they're general gentlemen. No, general guys. I can't
I like
call them
general gentlemen.
Because like, they're it, like, not really gentlemen, better, but they're though. Like not. I mean, I don't know if they are or not.
General gents.
General gents. That's fine. That's fine.
We could do better. We'll think about it.
I like it.
Yeah.
But seriously.
I also think it's because Annabelle is so like cutting and fucking funny. They can't handle it. There's nothing back they can say. There's nothing they can say back.
And she just keeps going.
They're just like, nope, yep.
Just block her. Yeah. If it's like that much of a big deal, I've never once like written back that like, hey, stop, you're annoying me. I'll like say something funny and quote them.
Yeah.
Like quote tweet and like say something funny. Yeah. But like, I'm not going to be like, just stop for doing it. Just block her. You can make this so much easier. It's like if you're on a group chat.
Because they kind of like it.
Leave it or put it on Do Not Disturb. You know what I mean?
I'm a big fan of Do Not Disturb.
Do Not Disturb is...
I've never done that.
What
do you do?
Being on silent.
Wait.
And don't have the alert.
That's why you don't respond to me?
I don't know
how... I'm just going to teach you something right now, Stassi. Do not have Twitter and Instagram, like, send you the alerts when you have things.
Well,
all text should be on silent.
I don't have that on Instagram. I have it on Twitter because I want to know... If there's somebody like I don't want to miss.
Yes, but you'll eventually go back and look at.
I don't.
All of
I don't miss so much stuff. I miss so many tweets. I tried to like go through them all, but like I miss a lot.
Well,
like,
I guess you're more popular than I am, but I.
But you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Do not like I miss so many that I'm like I want to know if something that I've somebody that I follow wrote me.
Fair enough.
There's that. The whole reason I started talking about what he said to Annabelle was because I knew that Annabelle like loathes Evan, and it's like. The bane of her existence. But what does that even mean? Why do they call
the bane.
It the bane? Like, what is a bane?
Is that why they called the guy from Batman? Which Bane?
Bruce Wayne?
Okay, never mind. Okay. Guys, that was just delete that.
What was really funny?
Bane. Someone look up Bane.
Yeah, I will in a second. I just like I feel like I'm gonna forget this like point.
Go ahead. Let's go.
Do you remember when Chad came back?
Mm-hmm.
And at the end, Evan's just like, for the 50th fucking time. You owe me a shirt. What? Are you? Seriously? It's like a fucking American Apparel t-shirt. Like, I'm going to blow my brains out. Like, all you can say is, you owe me a shirt.
That's how boring these guys are.
I agree, but you hated Chad like 2 weeks prior, though.
I still don't like Chad.
But it's like,
I still don't like Chad.
No one cares.
I guess you don't have to, like, hate one to like the other, but...
No. Yeah.
I've always hated Evan.
I like watching Chad.
I never liked Evan.
Because I think that he was really interested. Like, he made for, like, good TV. Of course.
That's why he was on there.
Yeah.
They knew what they were doing.
He made my skin crawl.
But it was so amusing.
It was amusing. Well, I haven't actually watched it since he's been off. So it's only been one. It's only been one
okay,
Monday.
So they were all, like, celebrated like fucking chicks. I mean, like, chicks.
Yeah, I gotta see this now.
They took his protein powder. They all got on, like, the balcony. And
see,
they
now,
were, like,
now it sounds embarrassing.
Wells was giving a speech, which Wells is somebody
like,
I liked.
bromancing cool. out with each other, though.
Yeah, and like, they were like, let's so do, happy. Let's say goodbye to Chad's protein powder. And they, like, took it and, like, okay, spread well, now ashes. And I'm like, what is this? Who are these men?
Not boys. Men. They're boys.
What? This is so weird. Like, it's so weird.
Oh, my God. They're, seriously?
They're all so weird. And so after Chad left and they all right, did all that enough, weird fair shit, enough. They started turning on each other. Mm-hmm. It's like
because they needed him to
they
hate.
They needed him, of course. So they all start. They're like they don't know what else to complain about. So like turning on each other and like talking shit about each other and being like the only good thing that Chad served, like the only good purpose was that, you know, we had a common enemy. And like you guys are literally pussies.
What would
that
happen
you
if
can't
they
get
took,
along without a common enemy?
What would happen if they took Catherine off of Southern Charm?
Nothing would.
Who
happen.
Would fuck? No, they'd wait. Fight with each other.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah.
About like nothing though.
There's no, nothing they would. About. It's easier to, like, hate one person.
Exactly.
Why'd oh you God. Guys get so silent?
Sorry, because I was reading my note, my drunken notes. This is what I do. I watch these Wait. Shows drunk, and then I write weird notes, but, like, I stopped this one. Like, I only had, like, three notes because it got so boring that I couldn't stand anything. I just remember, I was just reading it, and it said, what the F, Daniel? Better chance of getting struck by lightning while shaving my face, LOL. Oh! Ooh. I remember. Oh, my God. I saw the first rose ceremony. Do you remember this? Mm-hmm. The first rose ceremony. The guy who looks like his name's Daniel. He was the one who got drunk the first night. And I didn't understand why Ooh. She kept him. He walked out. Yeah. So I just showed them a photo. He walked out. So he didn't get a rose. He gave her a hug, walked out. And he's like, you know, I guess I just must have like a bad personality. I must have a bad personality wow. because she's yeah. definitely, she's not going with looks. You know, if it was about looks, like God. I would be the winner, whatever, da, 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 da. And I'm like, seriously, your face freaks me out. And like, I think, like, I feel like I see it in my nightmares. What are you talking about? Like, what? And then he was like struggling to like speak or put a sentence together. So this is what he did. I feel like, why was he saying this? It was something about, like, why he, like, the chances of him. Oh, if she's looking for just personality or something or not looks. If she's not looking for looks, then he didn't have a chance of, like, being with her at all.
This
so he goes.
Awesome. Calling himself dumb.
This I feel is like, awesome.
I feel, he goes, I feel like I have a better chance of getting struck by lightning while.
Shaving.
Shaving my face. That's how long it took because he was trying to think of what do I have a better chance of besides just saying getting struck by lightning. Like he couldn't figure
Thank
out
God
like
he waited. What a punchline.
It was. Right. I mean, if it was delivered, like it could have been good.
It
right?
could have been good. His timing's off.
No, it was the fact that like his brain was just like so slow. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. But like not like bye.
He's so slow that he would actually say that out loud. Like he just like dumb shamed himself.
100%.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, poor Adam poor, Levine. Poor part guy. Two.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's Adam all Levine. I remember because all I know is that they were turning on each other. They were getting facials. They were beautifying themselves.
Oh my God, I have to see
the Bachelor
this.
They were reading. Yes, they were reading Us magazine.
What a dream.
They were, yeah.
Reading Us magazine.
It was an Us magazine scandal. It was
just, can you imagine Joe just being like, about it. When I finally choose my husband, I hope that he gets facials with his buddies, mm-hmm. reads Us Weekly, and makes fun of other people. Dear self.
Yeah, that's what literally it's like. It's like a very weird, bro-y, girlish situation. And
fuck,
I'm
I'd rather have Chad then, I yeah, guess.
That's
Chad
what I mean. Well, granted, no, I still don't... I struggle. Oh, can we talk about what happened?
Is it though? Okay.
Do you know what? Do you not know what he did with one of their exes?
No, I
what,
don't.
Aaron Rodgers,
that.
His brother. What?
Oh dear God, you guys. Okay, so I've told you that. Remember Grant, the firefighter?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Told you that I'm friends with his ex-girlfriend, and how I remember like hanging out with her like in November and all that stuff. And I was like, "Tell me about your boyfriend and all that." And she's like, "We've been together for so long. We're like talking about marriage. Like I know, like we're gonna like whatever."
Yeah.
Cut to The Bachelorette starts and one of our mutual friends was like, oh, yeah, I know a girl who like was dating Grant. And I didn't put it together that it was the friend that I knew. And so I finally like watched it. I was like, wait a second. She showed me photos of this guy. Like, I didn't realize like,
oh, my God.
So then I texted her and I was like, wait, your boyfriend is on whatever. And she goes, he dumped me because she's a reality producer. She produced Real Housewives of New York.
Okay.
Oh.
She's super hot too.
She sounds okay.
Like really,
I believe it.
Really pretty.
Vanderpump producers are hot too.
And he she goes, I had introduced him to so many people, like so many like contacts in the reality world. He was actively trying to get on The Bachelorette and dumped me and then went and flew out there and did it. What?
This is so sad.
A douchebag.
So there's another dude on the show that did that. Robbie, the swimmer.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Do you know who I'm talking about?
Yes.
No.
Okay. Well, he had a one-on-one, like whatever. Okay. Chad posted on his Instagram photo of a pick stitch, first of all. Chad, you pick stitch.
Sitting at home pick stitching?
Fuck. Come just on. When I thought you couldn't get douchier. You pick stitch?
He only eats protein. This is the kind of shit that he does.
Okay. So he pick stitches. And he pick stitched a photo
She's
of
like
him.
Not letting us see this.
I know.
Because I want to read what he wrote happening. And build this up first so that my listeners can hear. I have
this
to explain
this. This is for real.
This.
She's doing this to us too.
Okay. He wrote, it's a pick stitch of him kissing this one girl. Like, it's a very romantic, like, pick stitch. None of my boyfriends have ever done this.
Is this brand new?
This was the other day.
Okay.
And he wrote, while traveling this weekend, our paths crossed, and I finally had the opportunity to meet Hope Higginbotham. I don't know if I'm saying that right.
Yeah. Bilbo Baggins. Bilbo Baggins.
Is that a Harry Potter character? Yeah. I'm so confused.
Let me just say, she's even more beautiful in person. You're amazing. I miss you already. At Hope Alberta. And then he like wrote something that like she would never deserve to like
what
be treated the way that Robbie treated her. So yeah. Robbie.
So they all know each other?
No, they don't. Listen,
so this is the firefighters.
Wait, okay, 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 okay.
Wait, just no, you guys aren't letting
let's
me
talk.
You're not letting me explain.
What?
So I told you that the firefighters, his ex-girlfriend, I'm friends with. Okay, Robbie. He was with this girl for 4 years. 4 years. Since she was like 20. So she's only 24, this girl. And dumped her and then went on The Bachelorette because he wanted to go on The Bachelorette. Okay?
Okay.
So I was talking about this with my friend. And she goes, oh, my God. And sent me a screenshot. Chad had reached out to her over Twitter or something like that and DM'd her something or sent her an Instagram whatever, I can't remember what social media it was, being like, hey, like something like want to meet up or whatever. So I'm like, wait a second. So Chad reached out to both of the scorned exes so that like he could just like try and make them jealous.
Chad's a new Kristen.
What?
Wow.
Hashtag new Kristen.
I don't know if I was allowed to say that fully. I'm like trying to. No, I think she said no because she's been telling me that I can say pretty much. Yeah. I just don't want to get hurt. Yeah, that's fine. She said that was fine. So
I'm
yeah,
not obsessed with this. And now I want to like research this.
Jack, how can we find more of them?
It's
I love
crazy.
Detective work.
Detective work is
he's
fun.
Really good at it, apparently.
I think he's just like cray cray. Okay, so I need to go celebrate my birthday now. Okay, it was like so nice having you guys on. I don't have any more thoughts about The Bachelorette. Do you?
Not really.
Except happened.
For Hope is blocked. I just tried to search.
Yeah, we
her.
Can't find Hope.
Damn
and
it.
We hope desperately that it gets more exciting on The Bachelorette.
Yeah, because I might start not watching.
Yeah, JoJo, step
no,
your game up.
JoJo's, I love JoJo.
She's great.
I love JoJo. It's the guys. I'm like, you guys are all fucking weird. You're all girly.
I feel
and
bad
like,
for her.
I feel that way too. I'm like, I hope that she ends the season like not engaged, being like, fuck this.
Wouldn't
like,
that
I
be a great
better.
The end of the season? Just be like, you guys suck.
Yes, then that would
yeah,
be amazing.
Like, sorry, buddy. Yeah. Like, I don't really drop. Need this like Neil Lane ring that was like purchased by production anyway.
Yeah, like I'm out. I'm better out. Than this.
Yeah, so... You guys,
I think JoJo should just come hang out with us. Go on your podcast.
Oh, I totally want to have JoJo on, but I'm going to wait till the show's over because she can't really like say anything.
She can't really do anything.
I don't even know if she'd be able to say anything even after that, but like at least she'd be a little more loosey goosey. Want to pimp yourselves out for your shows, your Instagrams, your projects? Go to Rachel. You guys
Thanks
take
so much
turns.
Happening. Jackie? Yeah, no. Well, I'm Jacqueline Marfuji, and you can find me at Jacqueline Marfuji on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat. And we have a big show we're both producing together, Rachel O'Brien, on improv at the Hollywood Improv next week. If anyone
yeah,
wants
on,
to come.
Yeah, on June 30th. Hopefully this comes out before that. I think it will.
It's coming out like tomorrow on Yay! My actual birthday. Oh my God, if you're listening to this live,
it's my birthday.
It's my fucking birthday.
It really is though. It's yes. so fun. It's yeah. your fucking birthday.
It's your fucking
and
birthday.
And Rachel just got me an Hermes bracelet in Stassi blue.
Woo! It's so perfect for your birthday. That's
like
trip.
So narcissistic that I just called my blue Stassi blue, but like I just feel like I had to.
I think you have Stassi to when it's your birthday.
Sky blue is my favorite.
I think it's okay when it's your birthday.
Okay, that rhymed.
Happy birthday, Stassi.
Happy birthday. We love you.
You didn't pimp out any of your shit, Rachel.
No, fine.
You have a Rachel, podcast no now. Oh, like, okay, why aren't you talking about it?
God,
if you like my podcast,
you will like
you're
Rachel's.
You're going to like Rachel's podcast.
It's called Be Here for a While with Rachel O'Brien. Stassi was my most recent guest. And my hashtag handles are Rachel N. O'Brien, RachelNOBRIEN, also known as Rachel N. O'Brien.
Peace.